to end the violence in Gaza. Meanwhile, the body of Elad Katzir, an Israeli who was taken hostage on the October the 7th attacks, has been returned. Emily Halitova's friend Eden Getz was killed in those same attacks.
I don't think anything anymore. I don't know. She can't come back anymore. I can only accept what happened and then hope that the people who are still alive and are in captivity will return home.
A torso found in woodland in Salford is that of a man who's at least 40 years old. A murder investigation is being carried out after the discovery at Kersal Wetlands on Thursday. Up to 70 miles an hour are battering western parts of the UK as Storm Kathleen passes over. Dozens of flights have been cancelled as a result. A three-year-old girl has been rescued from a lake in Thatto Heath in Merseyside after she fell in this afternoon. Police officers lifted the child from the water near Shirebrook Close shortly after 2 p.m. In sports, Premier League title challengers Arsenal are playing Brighton. Live to Alan Lewis, who's watching.
Where it's Brighton 0, Arsenal 0. The Gunners should have been ahead inside the opening 60 seconds. Gabriel missed a glorious chance from 6 yards out. Jesus was denied by a wonderful save from Verbruggen. Saka has also gone close for the Gunners. At the other end, Adingra and Esiso have both had good chances for Brighton. It's end-to-end stuff, but no goals. Brighton 0, Arsenal 0.
Well, earlier, Manchester City moved level with leaders Liverpool after a 4-2 win at Crystal Palace. Everton beat 10-man Burnley 1-0, while fellow strugglers Luton scored late on to seal a 2-1 victory over Bournemouth. Third place Hearts beat St Mirren 2-1 in the Scottish Premiership, and the wing of an empty aeroplane clipped another aircraft as it was being towed to a stand at Heathrow Airport. No customers were on board at the time. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
Thanks, Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks to John Chubb for a brilliant edition of Phoenix Sport. Coming up next, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Massive thank you to John Chubb for a brilliant edition of Phoenix Sport. Did you hear the end of his show? Did you hear how many results and whatever else he was squeezing in? It was like a machine. It was a machine. Just tap, 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 tap with the scores and results. Superb. Thank you very much, John. Now you go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. You have definitely earned it. What a performance. And good evening. Hello. How's your week been? Welcome to Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98 FM. It's Saturday, the 6th of April. What we do on Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that don't really get played enough on the radio. And as the name would suggest, all of the songs that we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. But better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. That's it. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. So are you ready for this week's show? We've got some great tracks lined up, and we've got trackwards. When were they? Six, because it's the sixth of the month. We'll also do the birthday bonanza. We'll do Are You a Cover Lover? And we'll squeeze all of that in before we say so long with the long song. So you know what to do. Pour yourself a drink, kick back, and turn it up. Because it's the weekend, and it's Saturday night. Let's go.
right. I lost mine too on my very first night with you. You'll have to guide me these impossible schemes. You make me steal.
God.
And that is how you start a show, isn't it? What a couple of bangers we had there. First of all, we heard Baloo Isum and Imagination, or Neville Keighley, to give him his real name. That song took us back to the mid-80s, and that is one of them that had to be released twice before it became a hit. It was Baloo Isum's debut release in 1985, but it didn't trouble the top 40 at all. It peaked at number 50. It was re-released the following year, and this time it became a top 20 hit, reaching number 17. Then we heard Wah and The Story of the Blues. That one was originally going to be called The Story of the Booze. And if you listen to the lyrics, that kind of makes sense. Anyway, it reached number 3 in 1982. You might also know Wah, actually, as The Mighty Wah. And they had another hit under that name in 1984 with Come Back. So, you know, I guess Come Back was their comeback song, wasn't it? Now, look at that. Shall we kick off with one of our favourite features and do Trackwards? I think we should.
Trackwards.
Look at Trackwards. Right. Trackwards is where we play about 10 to 15 seconds of a very well-known song, but we play it backwards. And you can see if you can figure out what you think it is. And here is this week's. And that is all you're getting. Did you get it? I'll play it a couple more times before we do the Soppy Softies at 7, and I'll give you the answer before we do the Soppy Softies at 7. So have a think. If you want to get in touch, then you can. It's the email address is radio@phoenixfm.com. Drop us a line and let us know what you think it is, or just let us know how we're soundtracking your Saturday night.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Blondie and Picture This. I mean, who doesn't enjoy a bit of Blondie? Yeah, that was their third single release, but their first to miss out on the top 10. It peaked at number 12 back in 1978, and it's taken from their just brilliant album, Parallel Lines. Before that, we heard Annie Lennox and a track called Little Bird. That was her sixth single release away from the Eurythmics, and it was released as a double A-side with Love Song for a Vampire. Love Song for a Vampire, you might remember, featured in the soundtrack for the film Bram Stoker's Dracula. And that reached number 3 in 1993. So those two records, 25 years apart. How about that? OK, next we're going to do, when were they 6? And it's when they were 6 because it is the 6th of the month today. What we do is we play tracks that were number 6 in the chart on this day from each of the corresponding years, from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s. So, how it works, for instance, if you think the first track that we play is, say, from 1973, that means the next one will be from 1983 and the final one would be from 1993. So you just got to work out what year you think it is, and we've got some belters this week. Here's one from the 70s.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. To mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his hand. And Davy Crockett rides around and says, it's Corporal Cats, it's Corporal Cats.
The Sweeney's doing 90 because they've got the go. They get a gang in a shed up at Heathrow. The fibers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of once with numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bit insane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats. They're cool for cats. Change the mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so flash. I'll give a little muscle and I'll spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats. Lots of questions that she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not like that on the TV when it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
is Phoenix 98 FM.
Songs back-to-back, all of which were at number 6 in the charts on this day in the corresponding year of each of the 70s, the 80s and the 90s. But which was the year? First of all, we heard Squeeze and Call for Cats. And on this day, Call for Cats had just leapt 10 places from last week's number 16 to this week's number 6. It would eventually peak at number 2. And as an extra little clue to you, it was kept off number 1 by Art Garfunkel and Bright Eyes, if you remember that one. Then we heard Soul to Soul featuring Karen Wheeler and Keep On Moving. On this day, Keep On Moving had just dropped one place from last week's peak position of number 5. Do you know, Karen Wheeler was only meant to be a guest vocalist on the record, but after this one, she was actually added to the lineup of Soul to Soul after recording it. Of course, their biggest hit came when Back to Life made it all the way to number 1. And that was the same year, to give you another clue. Then we heard Britney Spears and Baby One More Time. You probably already know that was Britney's debut release and it made it all the way to the top of the charts. But on this day, it was on its way down the charts as it had just dropped 2 places from last week's number 4. So what was the year they were all at number 6? Well, I'm going to play a record and then I'll give you the answer.
Everybody knows that I love you. Everybody knows that I need you. Everybody knows.
except you. I told the stars above about the one I love. I told the morning sun, yeah, I'm telling everyone. I told my mom and dad, they seem to understand.
Just wonderful, isn't it? That was the Define Comedy and Everybody Knows, and in brackets, Except You. That was a number 14 hit from 1997. Their biggest hit came in 1999 when, you might remember, National Express made the top 10, peaking at number 8. Anyway, it's taken from the LP, A Short Album About Love. So, I said I would give you the answer to this week's When Were They? Number 6. We heard Squeeze and Call for Cats, Soul to Soul featuring Karen Wheeler and Keep on Moving, and then Britney Spears and Baby One More Time, and they were all number 6 on this day. It was the 9, so 1979, 1989 and 1999. Shall we have another listen to this week's Trackwoods?
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods. Okay, here it is. I think the guitar at the end of that is the key. I think you could guess what it is just from the guitar at the end alone. Anyway, let us know what you think. You can get in touch, radio@phoenixfm.com. Right, now, Molska, Molly Cullen, are you listening? Pin back your ears because this is your request.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Aqua and Barbie Girl, and I played that for my niece, who texted me or sent me a message on Snapchat and asked me to play it. So there you are, my niece Molly Cullen. That one was all for you. You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM. My name's Mandy Cullen. I'm going to be keeping you company until 8 o'clock this evening. What we do on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers is play songs from the 70s, the 80s and the 90s that don't get played enough on the radio. And of course, we always throw in a few classics. And better than that, we leave musical snobbery out at the door. We play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. And of course, all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. Now, it is time for this. Undercover
of the Night. It's the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers cover lover.
Yes, it is. So we're going to play an original of a song, and then we're going to play in the cover. And it's over to you to decide which one you prefer. No wrong answers, because just exactly what you prefer. Here's the original. Right then, that was the original. Are you ready for the cover? Here it is. It only takes a minute, girl. Cover lover. It only takes a minute. We heard the original by Tavares. That was recorded in 1975 and it was a top 10 hit in the USA, but it wasn't released as a single in the UK until 1986. And it missed out on the top 40 though, because it only reached number 46. Then, of course, you know, the version we played, it was by Take That, and that was their third single release, and it was their first, in fact, to break into the top 10. It reached number 7 in 1992. Do you know, in about 1992, Take That were just about everywhere, weren't they? Every time I turned on the TV in 1992, Take That were on some show. Okay, let's do one more Trackwards then, shall we?
Trackwards.
Look at Trackwards. Okay, pin back your ears, because this is the last time we're going to play it. Okay, I'll play one more song and then we'll reveal the answer. It's easy for me to say.
Hello.
Catatonia, Dead from the Waist Down. That's a number 7 hit from 1999. All right, I'm going to play Trackwards once more and then we'll do the answer straight away. Did you get it? Here it is, Forwards.